when they just had the wedding for Lady Stapleton and her husband, the prince. They just had another baby. They said, you know, that wedding, over 2 billion people look at it. A wedding. Well, I tell you, when Jesus returned, every eye shall see him. Every eye. Everyone. And everything that have breath is going to praise him. Either by force, voluntarily, or because of adoration. I wait that day. That glorious day. And in the book of Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 13, he promised that he will come. 37. He promised that he will come and will not tarry. Now, the first book of Peter really brings before us the government of God, or the truth of the kingdom of God. It deals with the people of God. The second book deals with the government of God in relation to the wicked. If people believe they could live as they like on this earth and don't have to give an answer to it, is not true. It's not true. But the time of Peter's writing was a time like now. Since there are more Christians suffering now than they have ever on the planet before. If you think, under Rome and through the Middle Ages, Christians suffered. Christians are suffering now. In the United States of America, it's amazing. Christianity, they said, that's what they said, I don't believe it, that America will be soon a secular society. People ain't believing nothing. They said the same thing. Elijah said the same thing. Oh God, all about the need to build, and I alone am standing here for you. God has to say, control yourself. Control yourself, Elijah. I have reserved to myself 7,000 who have not bowed nor kissed the feet of Baal, and indeed living for me. But you see what happened? We are living in a day, we are living in a society where it is commercialized. And because the Christian is not blowing his trumpet, they believe that indeed this coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is dead. It's not dead, it's much alive. Because the Spirit of God who is here is telling you and telling I, it cannot continue the way it is going. And the next great event is the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. But do you believe that Jesus is coming? Do you believe that you are living a life, indeed showing that, listen, my Lord can come anytime? So Peter speak to them in light, the five provinces he wrote to them, and tell them, listen, these trials are going to come. He says, he wrote to the sojourners, he wrote to those that are scattered, he wrote to those that are strangers and pilgrims. And you ask why? You know why? Because this world was not their home. They realized their citizenship was in heaven. And I am trying my best, personally, indeed, to realize and consciously tell myself, Brian, you're not from here. You're not from here. You are born from above. And heavenly men by birth. And saints, this world is not our home. Oh yes, you Americans. Oh yes, indeed, some of us are from the Caribbean. Some of us from Canada. Wherever you're from. Indeed, I'm telling you, there is where you were born. But this, when you are born again, you are born from above. And this is what Peter had to remind them. You are born again. Indeed, and because being born again, you have begotten to a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. To an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. So it is kept for you, and you are kept for it. But while we wait, I tell you, this is where reality sets in. Reality sets in. Remember, there's two Christians were put in a dungeon to be burned to the stake the next morning. This is true. One of them was fearful, real fearful. And because he was fearful, He peeped through a little hole and saw they put in the wood and the two sticks to tie them on. And they had a little, you know, those days they have these little things with these flames. And he took a little piece of stick and it burned him. And he started to cry, thinking about the fire tomorrow. And the older brother said to him, listen here. Don't study about that. He said, don't study about that. I just burned my finger and hurt. He says, God will give you grace for tomorrow. And I tell you, the both of them were burned to the stake. And while they were burning, they were singing. Singing. Think of Paul and Silas beaten and put in stocks. Suffering. You think you are suffering in this country? You take a good look, you know. Take a good look. We have it good. But I tell you, it's coming. It is not coming from ISIS. It is coming from the subtle movement of abandoning the word of God. To stand for Christ today, you have to be politically right. And anybody who will live godly will suffer persecution. Let's turn to Titus, please. Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians. Sorry, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. 3 and 4. We are bound to give thanks always for you, brethren, as if it is meet, because of your faith, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and that the love of every one of you all towards each other abounded, so that we ourselves glory in you, in the churches of God, for you take for your patience or endurance and faith in all your persecutions and tribulation that ye endure. He commend them. And he was saying to them, listen, I commend your steadfastness. How you are standing in the face of persecution and bearing the marks of the Lord Jesus. In other words, with the words of the Apostle Paul, I am not ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul says to Timothy, be not ashamed of the testimony of the Lord, but be thou a partaker of the affliction of the gospel. He tells them also, I am not ashamed. So the point is this, these Thessalonians, though they were persecuted, they said, boy, I'm taking it gladly. Verse 5, now he explains to them the purpose of persecution, which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that he may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, of which he also suffered, seeing it is a righteous thing, with God to commend tribulation to them that trouble you, and you who are troubled, rest with us. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and they that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. When he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. So the persecution of a Christian